Good morning.
Good morning.
You all speak English. Great. Today we are remembering Thanksgiving.
我们今天一起还能是来庆祝,
I'm looking forward to spending the rest of this morning with all of you in our combined service.
很高兴今天能够在一个联合的聚会里面跟大家一起敬拜。
I'm thankful to see members of the Cross Point congregation as well as the Chinese congregation together.
我们很高兴看到英文堂、中文堂的弟兄姐妹能够在一起。
And I can tell who came in late because you're not sitting with your friends.
我也知道你们有一些是迟到了，因为你不是跟你们经常坐的人坐在一起。
My wife and I were recently listening to a reading of the promises in the Bible.
少师母跟少牧师最近还能一起在听一个圣经的应许的录音。
The Bible is full of such wonderful promises, isn't it?
圣经里面有很多美好的应许。
The first promise would be in Isaiah 54.
在第一个，大家可能还能想到的是以赛亚书54章17节。
Isaiah 54:17. No weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and it is their vindication from me, declares the Lord.
凡为攻击你造成的气息必不利用，凡在审判时兴起用舌攻击你的，你必定他为有罪。这是耶和华仆人的产业。 是他们从我所得的义，这是耶和华说的。
We have John 16:23. In that day, you will no longer ask me anything. I tell you the truth, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name.
可能我们也记得约翰福音16:23节，到那日你们什么也就不问我了。我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若想父求什么，他必因我的名赐给你们。
We also have Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future.
另一个大家很熟悉的可能是耶利米书29:11节。耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
These are promises given to us by God.
这些是神给我们的应许。
But in our quiet times, we are all reading about Job.
但这个月，也是上个月，我们在我们的灵修里面都在读约伯记。
There's Job, whose experience we're all too familiar with.
我相信大家都很熟悉约伯的经历。
So there are a few things I want to review from our intro to Job a couple weeks ago.
所以我们再回想约伯的经历。
Firstly, Job is upright. He fears God and he turns from evil.
我们知道约伯为人行为正直，敬畏神。 是完全的纯正。
As our sister shared earlier, suffering does not always come because of sin.
正如我们刚刚Sarah所讲的见证，我们遇到困难，并不是因为有时候是因为犯了罪。
Then we see that Job loses everything.
让我们看见约伯失去他所有的一切。
He loses his wealth.
那他失去他的产业。
He loses his retirement.
那他的那个退休基金没有了。
Then he loses his children.
然后他也失去他的孩子。
And I bet Job is wondering, God, where are your promises?
然后可能约伯那时候心里很挣扎，就是说，神啊，你的应许在哪里？
So Job does what only someone can do in his position.
所以约伯就还能做了一样，只有在他。
He falls to the ground and he mourns.
然后他还能是伏在地上，然后是还能在那里哀哭。
But then Job does the unexpected.
但是还能约伯也做了一些是出人意表的事情。
We see this in Job 1.
我们在约伯记第1:20-22节就看到了。
Then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head and fell to the ground and worshipped.
然后约伯便起来撕裂外袍，剃了头，伏在地上下拜。Naked
I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return.
他说：“我侧身出于母胎，也必侧身归回。”The
Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away.
赏赐的是耶和华，收取的耶和华。
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
Then Job's wife weighs in.
那但是那约伯的太太那却百上加斤。
I don't have that up there. She says, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die."
那妻子对他说，你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你弃掉神死了吧。
Not the most helpful advice.
这个不是最有效的鼓励。
But we see Job's response.
但是我们也看见约伯的回应。
In all this, Job did not sin or charge God with wrong.
圣经还说约伯在这一切的事上并不以口犯罪，也不是以神为渔网。
So Christians, what are we to do?
我们应当作为基督徒怎么样子来面对苦难？
This Thanksgiving, we think of the generous promises we have from a mighty God.
我们在感恩节的时候，我们想到我们这一位全能的神他的何等丰盛的应许。
We also know good people with the lives more like Job.
我们也知道一些的人，我们认识的，他们的生命真是好像约伯的经历一样。
You find yourself reading God's promises.
那你会发现你在读神的应许。
And you say, Lord, I want to believe you.
那你会说，神啊，我想信靠你。
But real life does not match up with your promises.
但是目前我的状况跟你的应许好像相差很远。
This is because we live in an overlap of the ages.
这是因为我们是正在活在两个时段之间。
God has given us mighty promises.
神是给了我们美好的应许。
But the time has not come for all of them to be fulfilled.
但是神的应许还没有完全的实现。
Jesus said when he came that his kingdom was established.
耶稣说，当他来到人间的时候，神的国已经来到了。
Jesus also said he would return to finish what he started.
但是耶稣也应许说，有一天到世界的末了，他要再来，来完成他所开始的工作。
This is the idea that we live in now.
这个，所以我们是在生活在两个时段的中间。
God's work has begun, but it has not yet been completed.
神的工作已经开始了，但是还没有完成。
In some parts of our lives, we see evidence of God's kingdom.
在我们的生命中，有时候我们看见神的国降临的证据。
But in other parts of the world, we see ongoing evil.
但是有时候在生命中或者在我们的周遭，我们看见其实恶的势力还是不断的扩张。
So why is God waiting? Why doesn't he just finish everything now?
为什么神还要等待呢？为什么神不立刻就施行拯救呢？
Well, we see in Romans 11:25, he's waiting for more to be saved.
根据罗马书十一章二十五节的话，神是在等候让更多的人是能够得救。
If God were to bring the full force of heaven down to earth at this moment,
如果在这一刻主救已经是再来的话，
all who don't know him right now would be condemned.
今天所有不认识主的或者还没有接受耶稣做救主的人，他们都会沉沦。
So in the meantime, we Christians wait.
所以我们基督徒就只有等待。
The Bible actually acknowledges this tension we live in.
其实圣经是很明白地告诉我们，我们是生活在这个充满了张力的是两个世代之中。
We have the parable of the weeds.
那可能大家还记得马太福音十三章那个撒种的比喻。
The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field.
耶稣说，天国好像人撒好种在田里。
But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat.
那其次人睡觉的时候，有仇敌来，将稗子塞在麦子里，就走了。
So when the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared.
第二十六节，到长苗吐穗的时候，稗子也显出来。
The owner's servants came to him and said,
田主的仆人就来说，主啊，你不是撒好种在田里呢？
Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?
你不是撒好种在田里吗？从哪里来的稗子呢？
An enemy did this, he replied.
主人说这是仇敌做的。
The servant said, Do you want us to go and pull them up?
仆人说你让我们去root出来吗？
No, he answered, because while you are pulling the weeds, you may uproot the weeds with them.
主人说不必了，恐怕root稗子的时候连麦子也拔出来。
Let them both grow together until the harvest.
用这两样一起长，等着收割。
At that time, I will tell the harvesters,
当收割的时候，我要对收割的人说，
First, collect the weeds.
先将败子入出来，捆成捆。
And tie them in bundles to be burned.
留着烧。
Then gather the wheat and bring it to my barn.
我有麦子要留在仓里。
Here we have a picture of God's kingdom mixed in with sin.
我们在这里看见还能是有一个很特别的图画，在神的国里面还是有罪恶。
My wife and I don't really have a garden with wheat.
啊，那是少牧师跟少师母他们现在住的地方是没有花园，所以没有啊，那个稗子在里面。
We have a few potted plants at our window.
啊，那但是我们在窗口上种了几盆花。
But I would imagine if we saw a whole bunch of weeds growing in them.
啊，那但是如果我们看见突然之间里面长很多的啊，那个稗子出来的话
，We wouldn't want to just pull everything out.
我想我们大概也不会把一切都拔出来。
This would be a very delicate operation.
那我们要慢慢的，那每个来都抽出来。
But here we see that God's way of ordering the world right now.
但是我们也就看到神在安排今天的世界的方式。
Has the growing of wheat.
那因为那个在世界里是有很多的败子。
But also some remaining weeds.
那个是也有麦子，但是中间还有一些败子。
We see this in our lives, actually.
其实在我们自己的生命里面也是一样。
Some of us are able to do our quiet times.
那有时候我们是可以安静下来与主同行灵修。
We're able to give sacrificially.
或者有些人是很慷慨的来到奉献。
We're able to love others.
我们有时候也能够爱别人。
We might even be able to put the needs of others first.
甚至有时候我们能将别人的需要放在自己的需要之先。
But we still struggle with sin.
但是我们还是跟罪有挣扎。
We're still not perfect.
我们还不完全。
We still have hard, troubled days.
我们也有一些的日子是觉得很难过的，是我们是心里气馁的。
This is because we are waiting for the completion of God's promises.
因为我们现在还在等待神的应许完全的成就。
The Apostle Peter weighs in as well.
在彼得后书他也讲过一些的话。
According to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.
彼得后书三章十三节提醒我们说，但我们是照着神的应许，我们在盼望新天新地有能义居在其中。
Peter wrote this after he had heard all of Jesus' promises.
彼得写这个的时候，他已经听到耶稣所有的见证，所有的应许。
Peter wrote this after Jesus had resurrected.
彼得写这个时候，耶稣已经复活了。
But Peter says we are still waiting for the promise.
但是彼得也提醒我们，我们还在等待神的应许完全的实现。
We have the beginnings of this promise.
我们已经看见这应许的开始。
But we are waiting for the new heavens and the new earth.
但是我们还在等这个新天新地。
And brothers and sisters, this is what we are thankful for.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们所要感谢的。
We are thankful for the future completion of God's good promises.
我们是在等待神的那个应许要完全的实现。
I know for some of us, if we look at the way our lives are now,
我想对我们一些人来讲，如果我们看自己今天的生活。
It might be hard to find things to be thankful for.
可能你会觉得很难找到感恩的理由。
But something is coming.
但是我们也深信那个在我们生命中有一些事情将要发生。
In Hebrews 11, we have what's known as the Hall of Fame of Faith.
在希伯来书十一章里面提到很多信心的伟人。
These are the all-stars.
这些都是信心里面很出名的人。
The MVPs of Christianity.
那个是大家都公认的伟人。
We have people like Noah.
我们有挪亚。
We have Abraham.
有亚伯拉罕。
Joseph.
有约瑟。
Moses.
有摩西。
Rahab.
有拉合。
Samson.
有那个参僧
David,
也有大卫
and there's even more.
还有很多其他的人。
But here's how they are described in Hebrews 11.
但是在希伯来书十一章是怎么样子描述他们呢？
These people were still living by faith when they died.
说这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的。
They did not receive the things promised.
却从远处望见，并且欢喜接受。
They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance.
他们只是远远地看见神的应许，但是他们却欢喜接受。
Admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth.
他们又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own.
讲这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。
If they had been looking for the country they had left, they would have had the opportunity to return.
他们若想念所离开的家乡，还可以回去的机会。
Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one.
但他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是天上的。
Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God.
所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻。
For he has prepared a city for them.
因为他已经为他们预备了一座城。
Christians, this is the basis of our thanksgiving.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们是在感恩节要感恩的缘由。
We give thanks because of what God will do.
我们要感恩是因为我们知道神已经有最好的事在等待着我们。
The great believers of old knew this.
那在古代那些信心的伟人他们知道。
But sometimes we lose sight of that.
有时候我们却忘记。
All too often we celebrate Thanksgiving.
很多的时候我们是献上感恩。
Strictly on a basis of how our current lives are.
只是着眼于我们今天的情况。
This can lead to a trap.
但是这是可能是一个陷阱。
A trap of evaluating God's praiseworthiness based on our current circumstances.
我们是常常以我们自己今天的生活来决定神是不是值得赞美。
Rather, let us look forward to what God will do at the completion of creation's redemption.
我们需要看的是在这个当这世界完成的时候，当神的救赎完全的是彰显的时候。
But sometimes it's easy to ask the question.
有时候很容易去问。
God, are you really going to provide all this?
神啊，你是不是要真的是要这么样子做呢？
God, do your promises really apply to me?
你的应许是不是真是与我有关呢？
God, how do I know you're actually going to follow through on this?
我怎么知道神啊，你是真正的是会按照你的应许来到实现呢？
Because there is a promise God has already completed.
但是有一个应许神是已经完成的。
This was a promise given at the very beginning of humanity.
这个是在世界开始的时候，在人类开始的神就应许的。
This was a promise to redeem us from the problem of our own sin.
这就是神所应许说，他要将我们从我们罪恶的问题中救赎出来。
And God fulfilled this promise at the greatest cost to himself.
然后神已经是完成了这个的应许，而且是很牺牲的。
Christ's death and resurrection.
耶稣的死，耶稣的复活。
This was the fulfillment of God's first promise.
这就是神的第一个的应许的完成。
This shows us that God will come through for us.
这也告诉我们说神不会漏口。
That nothing will be able to stop him.
而且没有任何的人间的环境可以拦阻神的旨意完成。
Christ pushed through the worst circumstances this world could ever give him.
耶稣来到人间的时候，人间对他的态度，人间对他的对待是最糟糕的。
And he turned his very death into a victory.
但是他的那痛苦的死亡却成为是胜利。
Christians, nothing will stop his promises from coming true.
弟兄姐妹，没有什么事情能够拦阻神的应许成就。
This Thanksgiving, let's think beyond our current circumstances.
这一个感恩节的时候，让我们是不要只是着眼于我们今天的福乐。
Let us remember what God has done in the past through Christ.
我们要记得神在过往的岁月中所做的一切。
Let us look forward to the completion of all of his promises.
也让我们是仰望神要完成他所有的应许。
We have a God who is unstoppable.
神是不能够被拦阻的。
We have promises that are good.
神的应许是一定会实现的。
One more idea.
还有一个分享。
In the Old Testament, God showed his promises through his people, Israel.
在旧约里面，神是透过他的子民来到是彰显他的应许。
He had prophets and judges and kings.
然后他差遣了先知、士师还有君王。
They showed what God was like.
而且他们是告诉人神是怎么样子。
In the beginning of the New Testament, the Spirit rested on Jesus.
在新约的开始，我们看见圣灵降在耶稣的身上。
Jesus was the physical showing of who God is.
那耶稣来到人间，就让我们看见神到底是怎么样的。
Later on in the New Testament,
那当我们在新约里面看，
this call is given to the church.
那然后我们看见，那是我们作为一个教会被神的呼召。
God's Spirit is given to us.
神的灵是赐给我们。
And we are now the people who are supposed to show what God's promises look like.
我们是活在这个世上，是要彰显神的应许和荣耀。
Let us be that church.
让我们成为一个荣耀神的教会。
Let us bring God's life into this world.
让我们让神的生命在我们当中彰显。
And let us be thankful for this church.
让我们也为这个教会来到感恩。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
God, I thank you that you are a mighty and good God.
慈悲的天父，我们感谢你，你是一个大能与美好的主。
I thank you that you have shown your love through Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你，因为你透过耶稣基督彰显你的慈爱。
Thank you for all of your good promises.
我们为一切的感谢。
The Lord, we acknowledge that sometimes we feel more like Job.
有时候我们实在是像约伯一样。
Sometimes it seems like all we do is wait.
我们好像在等待，在等待。
Oh God, give us the strength to trust you.
求主给我们力量，以致我们能够信靠你。
Give us perseverance.
求主给我们不断的信心。
Lord, we pray that you will come soon and fulfill your promises.
因为你答应说你会很快就要来，然后你的所有的应许都要实现。
God, help us be your church that shows who you are to the world.
求主帮助我们，让我们能够成为一个教会，来到彰显主你自己的荣耀。
I pray that because of our witness, people can trust that your promises are good.
求主施恩，让我们因为我们的宣讲，因为我们的生活的见证，其他人也能够信耶稣。
This Thanksgiving remind us of the good things that are coming.
那这一个的感恩节，求主提醒我们，让我们记得说，主你有为我们预备了何等美好的将来。
And help us to live faithfully to you until every single promise comes.
让我们是继续的、忠心的来到是为主而活，直到我们看见主你自己的应许都要成就。
I thank you for every one of my brothers and sisters who are gathered in this room.
我们为今天在座的每一位弟兄姐妹感恩。
And I pray that you bind us together into a stronger church.
求主是让我们能够在主里面连结，成为一个更强壮的教会。
I thank you for our church.
我们也为这个教会来到感恩。
Keep us walking with you.
让我们每一个人都与主同行。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
谢谢各位。我们唱一首诗歌，结束今天的聚会。Let us sing a hymn of response to conclude today's worship. Hymn 443首，让我们感谢神，来到唱感恩歌，一起站立好吗？
羡慕与我家庭朋友向主献上感恩，我却为这救恩送主，让我现在垂暑。感谢主拯救我灵魂，感谢主医治我心神，谢主白白施给我丰丰富富的奇妙救恩，有人为这梅花吹草，为这尊心接住，我却为主永远属我，满心喜乐欢呼，感谢神拯救我灵魂，感谢主医治我 感谢主，在百次天空，东风和飞旋着。
The last stanza, I trust in Him from day to day.I prove His saving grace. I sing the song of praise to Him until I see His face. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole.Salvation so rich and free. The doxology, please. Let's sing the doxology. 三一颂。Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise when all creatures here below.Praise God, God, the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Please receive the benediction.
请领受祝福。
May the Lord bless you and keep you.
愿主和能赐福给你，保护你。
Especially this week of Thanksgiving.
特别在这感恩的一周。
May you be blessed as you spend time with family and loved ones.
当你与家人并亲朋好友相聚的时候，愿你蒙福。
As well as remembering those that we have lost.
并且可能也纪念那些我们可能不在我们当中的。
But are still within our hearts.
但仍然的在我们心中长存的。
May the Lord bless you as you spend time reflecting on the goodness of who He is.
当你花时间思想神的大爱，愿主祝福你。
May you experience His grace.
愿你经历他的恩典。
May you experience His joy.
愿你经历他的喜乐。
Most of all, may you experience a heart of thanksgiving.
更愿主赐你一颗感恩的心。
For family and friends.
为家人，为朋友。
For food and fellowship.
为团契，为美食。
But most of all, for the salvation gift He has given to us.
但是更重要的，愿你为主的救恩来感恩。
We thank you, Lord.
我们感谢主。
We praise you.
我们赞美主。
And we pray that you would bless us.
我们求主是来到祝福我们。
As we bless you.
当我们是来到赞美你。
Through our worship.
当我们敬拜你。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.
And please be seated while the choir will sing the choral benediction. And 请我们坐下默祷。诗班会唱祝福的诗歌，然后我们就要是开会员大会。